Hey friend, it's your girl Tia here with Tia Talks, and today we're going to talk about the oppression of black women. Black men, you guys are oppressing us. You guys are breaking down the black family structure. Whether you stay and be oppressive or you leave, it is your fault, because it is your leadership or lack thereof that is leading our community to where it is today. But let me break it down for you, so I'm not just talking rhetoric and rubbish, right? I'ma back it up with facts, okay? So black women, and I am a black woman, so I feel oppressed by black men. Not all, but the ones who perpetuate white man propaganda and ideologies that have been subconsciously integrated into your thinking process and adopted as your own thoughts, right? His thoughts, his ways, his ideologies has penetrated your mind and your thinking process and how you treat the women in your community. That was never the original way. And that's why things are the way they are today, because you are trying to imitate and emulate something that is not natural of yourself, right? That is not your heritage. What I wish is that we could go back to before integration, when we respected each other. And when we knew collectively who we were, so we wouldn't feel the need to control each other's roles in society individually. Many black men and women are miserable because we suffer from what is known as the Willie Lynch syndrome. And that anger and bitterness is toxic. And that very toxicity will repel peace and attract what is not desirable. And that's why you're not able to find a happy relationship. The non-desirable is actually being manifested because the millions of cells in your body is hearing, oh, I hate this, I hate that, I hate XYZ. XYZ is steadily being manifested because our minds can't tell the difference. What we speak is what appears. Like attracts like, the power of the tongue. The white man is who turned the black man and the black woman against each other, exactly like how they did back in the day, emasculating the black man by not giving him opportunities to provide resources for his family. The white man, however, gives the black women those opportunities, and out of frustration and lack of understanding, we weaponize that. Not on purpose. You can never be there for us with your resources because he didn't give you any. But anytime we need anything, he gives it to us. He gives it to us. Which leaves us feeling like, how is it that I can work, that I can grind, that I can make money, and you cannot match or exceed me? And you're a man? Making you seem like how Willie Lynch intended, physically strong but mentally weak. That's why women, black women, are masculine and are in their masculine energy, because they have to leave the house to go run the white man's company every day. She's told by another man what time to arrive, what time she can go on break, what time she can go to the bathroom, how many times she can go to the bathroom. Essentially, throwing off her equilibrium because she can't drink water, because she would continuously be going to the bathroom. He tells her when she can go to lunch, when she can go home, essentially what time to wake up and go to sleep because she has to be well rested for work the next day. He tells her she has to leave her children and have other strangers raise them so that she can go work for him and help him run his company. And after all of that sacrifice that she has done on his behalf, he reaches in her pocket and take out what we know as taxes. So essentially, he is her pimp. Your woman is being pimped. When she has to pay the rent, she pays the rent to whom? A landlord. So you're covering as a man? Should not have your woman in a position where she has to speak to another man, whether that's her boss, her landlord, her mechanic. These are all positions that you play. Your covering should cover her from being in a position where she has to speak to another man, where she can be taken advantage of or pimped. Which means a woman's role is in the house, not working, helping a man provide and pay bills. Then and only then can she fully be in her feminine energy. Now, I'm not saying a woman doesn't have to work. I'm saying her work should be extra. Her work should be, you know, for things around the house, for, you know, trips, for activities, for stuff with the kids, for maintenance, keeping herself up, keeping you up. But she should not have to work to help you provide. A man is supposed to provide. So when she goes to work and she comes home with money and helping pay bills, she's in her masculine energy. So she can't be feminine. She can't go to work and be masculine, running a company and then come home and submit. That doesn't even go, right? If she does have to do all those things and she has a man, she won't respect you because you are very much so in your feminine energy. When she comes home, she's tired. She was told what to do all day by another man. And then to come home to her black man who has limited resources or none at all, and for him to have such high expectations of her. Sorry, black man. Massa wore me out today. I don't feel like cooking or cleaning. Does that sound familiar? It does, doesn't it? I see that it's easy for us to fight each other, but we're too scared to fight against our common enemy. And this system in which we have the rule book too, the rules have been the same. We still play the game as if we don't know the ending. They know exactly what they're doing, and so do we. That's insanity. Repeating the same thing generation after generation and expecting a different result. That's why you see white women saying, we want equal pay, we want equal pay. Black women aren't asking for equal pay. White women are. You know why? Because if white women made the same amount of money as white men, it would ruin the white family structure. You hear? Did you hear that? If white women made as much as white men, it would break down and ruin the white family structure. If a black man, you, black man, if you are king, then that means your woman is a queen. And that means your children are princesses and princes. And you need to have enough resources to hire help peasants to do the dirty work. Your queen is not obligated to do any dirty work. That's not how kings and queens live. They have people to work for them, to do the dirty work. So it is not your queen's job to be your servant. Okay? You can't require a woman to be a traditional woman when you're not a traditional man. She has to help you pay bills. You're not traditional, bro. So stop requiring her to be traditional because you're not traditional. Very much so, giving feminine energy and giving very much so, I'm not a man, right? The excuses of, oh, the white man, the white man, the white man. There's some legitimacy to that. But at the end of the day, it's just excuses not to progress past oppression. Some of the same opportunities that are available to black women are available to black men. But for some reason, black men don't take advantage of these opportunities because of their box thinking, or they're not thinking at all, being content, wanting to use the white man as a scapegoat. Just being like Willie Lynch intended, physically strong but mentally weak. You can outthink your enemy. The enemy will continue to push money, sex, drugs, separation, and until we as a collective denounce and unsubscribe the children raised under these laws and principles will become the prodigy of the enemy. We denounce each other. We denounce God when we denounce each other. We as black people need to heal and get back to our roots. Too many of us have been reduced to nothing. And who wins when a family is divided? But we can continue to keep fighting each other so that we won't have time to fight our common enemy. Again, this is Tia here with Tia Talks. Thanks for listening.